Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast, where we spotlight political figures shaping America's narrative coast to coast. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Today, we're focusing on one of the most popular and electorally successful figures from the Great Plains, North Dakota Senator John Hoeven, a leader whose career began in banking and rose to the governor's mansion before Washington.
He was an incredibly popular governor for a full decade. Let's start there. What defined his time leading the state of North Dakota?
His tenure as governor from 2000 to 2010 was truly transformative for North Dakota. Before he entered politics, he was a banker, eventually becoming the CEO of the state-owned Bank of North Dakota, so he brought a strong business and finance background to the job. As governor, he presided over a period of massive economic growth, largely fueled by the Bakken oil boom. His administration focused on a pro-business strategy of tax relief and responsible regulation to foster that energy development. The state saw huge budget surpluses, population growth, and very low unemployment during his time in office. He left the governor's office with sky-high approval ratings, making his transition to the U.S. Senate a foregone conclusion for many.
So he arrived in the Senate in 2011 with a strong mandate and a reputation as a successful executive. How has he used that experience in his committee work?
He has been very strategic, securing positions on the committees that are most vital to North Dakota's economy. He is a senior member of two of the most powerful committees in the Senate. The first is the Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry Committee. For a state like North Dakota, the five-year farm bill is the most important piece of legislation Congress passes, and Senator Hoeven is one of its key authors. He works to shape everything from crop insurance programs to conservation and rural development. The second is the Appropriations Committee. As a senior appropriator, he has a direct hand in writing the 12 annual bills that fund the entire federal government, and he uses that role to ensure North Dakota's priorities, like its Air Force bases and agricultural research centers, are well funded.
Beyond those two powerhouse committees, he also has a very significant leadership role on the Indian Affairs Committee. What does that work involve?
Yes, he is the ranking member, or top Republican, on the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs. This is a crucial role, as North Dakota is home to several tribal nations. The committee has jurisdiction over nearly all issues affecting Native Americans, including health care through the Indian Health Service, education, economic development, and law enforcement on tribal lands. In his leadership role, Senator Hoeven works to advance legislation related to tribal sovereignty, energy development on tribal lands, and improving infrastructure and health care for Native American communities across the country. It is a significant and often bipartisan area of his work.
North Dakota is also a major energy producer. What has been his focus on energy policy in the Senate?
He has long been a champion of what he calls an all-of-the-above energy strategy, which makes sense given his state's diverse resources. He is a staunch advocate for traditional energy sources like oil, natural gas, and coal, and he has worked to streamline regulations for energy production. At the same time, North Dakota is a national leader in wind energy, so he has also been a supporter of renewable energy development. His overall goal is to maximize American energy independence by supporting all forms of domestic production. He uses his positions on the Appropriations and Agriculture Committees to advance energy research and support for biofuels as well.
So how would you summarize his political style and his role in the Republican Party today?
He fits squarely in the traditional pro-business wing of the Republican Party. His style is calm, steady, and pragmatic. He is a workhorse, not a show horse, meaning he is far more focused on the details of writing the farm bill or negotiating an appropriations bill than he is on appearing on cable news. He is a mainstream conservative who is deeply focused on the economic well-being of his state. His immense and enduring popularity in North Dakota comes from his reputation as a competent, no-nonsense leader who gets results. In a highly polarized Senate, he is a voice for stability and a focus on core economic issues.
That's our profile for today. Thank you for listening to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. You can find show notes for this episode and links to our sources on our website, pointedwords.com. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.